Hello, my name is Rayanne Dossett. I'm an employee of Parkland College and a member of the college's LGBT ally team. I'd like to address the topic of employer-provided benefits for domestic partners. If the phrase domestic partner is new to you, let me offer this definition. Domestic partners are two individuals who live together in a long-term relationship with an exclusive mutual commitment in which the partners agree to be jointly responsible for each other's welfare and the welfare of their children, and to share their financial responsibilities. In shorthand, a family. The term domestic partner provides inclusion for families created by couples who choose not to marry or gay and lesbian couples who cannot legally marry. In 2000, the U.S. Census Bureau counted 5.5 million couples who were living together in mutually committed relationships but who were not married. Why should employers care about these families? Fringe benefits, such as health and life insurance, retirement plans, and sick leave, are an important part of an employee's compensation package and a major factor in the recruitment and retention of the best employees. For better or worse, the current healthcare system in this country is based on insurance provided through employers. By extending health benefits to domestic partners, employers are providing a measure of security and stability to employees who otherwise are one serious accident or illness away from financial disaster. Perhaps more important, extending domestic partner benefits to same and opposite sex couples demonstrates that an employer truly believes in treating people fairly and equally. Most companies have policies which bar discrimination based on gender and marital status. The extension of domestic partner benefits is one way that employers can move these ideals off paper into action and into the real lives of their employees. Virtually unheard of before the early 90s, there is a growing trend toward providing domestic partner benefits in this country. About 42% of Fortune 500 companies provide domestic partner benefits. Locally, several employers offer some type of domestic partner benefits, including Wolfram Research, the University of Illinois, Kraft, and Carl. I'm proud of my employer, Parkland College, which recently put a comprehensive set of domestic partner benefits in place for its employees. In addition to health insurance, Parkland went all the way to include domestic partners and other benefits, such as sick leave, personal leave, and tuition waivers. Parkland has a set of core values that emphasize fairness and just treatment, as well as policies that bar discrimination based on race, color, sex, or sexual orientation, religion, national origin, age, disability, veteran, or marital status. This move shows that Parkland walks the walk and lives up to its values. Domestic partner benefits are about fair compensation, equal treatment, and family stability. If you're interested for working for domestic partner benefits in your workplace, an excellent place to start is with the information on the Human Rights Campaign website, www.hrc.org. Thank you.